95.7 KQWC Radio. Good morning, everybody. Pat Powers with you on this Tuesday, 4th of August, and normally about 8:30 we'd have our city council program, but a little bit late today, but that's okay. We have City Manager John Herrenstein with his grin in the background here. John, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. Glad to have you here. So it was kind of a short council meeting last night, but a lot covered.
Quick and easy, huh?
It was. That it was.
But we had some important items on the agenda. I think good news for anybody thinking about building a home. The council renewed the tax abatement program. So if you decide to build a brand new home in Webster City, you get 3 years of 100% tax abatement. That's been something that's been available to people building homes for quite some time. And the council decided to renew that last night as part of our urban revitalization and tax abatement program. The other actions the council took, we began the process. We're going to be adding some water main out by Mary Ann's to loop that system.
Right.
So Custom Meats and Mary Ann's were on what was called the dead end system. Really, a best practice is to loop those systems, especially with the high water usage out there. We're excited to see that finally come to fruition.
And they start work coming up next year there, John.
Yes, it'll be next year. But that sort of coincides with a major expansion that Mary Ann's undertook, last year or 2 years ago, quite a large expansion to their facility. So we're excited to partner with them on that as well.
Mm-hmm. And indeed, a lot of good things going on over at Mary Ann's.
Yeah, you know, they're servicing quite a few customers and quite a few brands, as well as just their own local brands. So,
what amazes me, John, is that the people get off work about 1 a.m. each morning there at Mary Ann's Specialty Foods because they see them drive on East 2nd Street, heading to their respective homes and so forth.
Yeah.
Because I think they have, what, two shifts, I believe? One, two?
I believe they do. And then there's typically in those facilities sort of a few hours that are reserved to cleaning and, you know, getting ready for the next go-around. So,
indeed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The next item the council took up, they annually do some concrete crushing. So that's also sort of a benefit to the residents and area contractors. We've got a big concrete pile there. People can drop off their concrete if they've got any that they're trying to dispose of. And then we actually crush it, and we did a joint bid with the county. So we got it for $4 a ton. And then that rock, we use that, Pat, like when we've reconstructed Fair Meadow, then that rock goes down to help with that. And then the project we did on Des Moines and any of the bigger reconstructs. But pile's getting pretty big.
It sure is.
Yeah. But it's a good cost savings for the city when it takes on some of those projects.
Indeed.
Electric department was down to purchase a new brush tripper, which is essential. You know, I was surprised. Some folks apparently are confused with what a brush chipper is, but it grinds trees. And so as part of our right-of-way maintenance program and ongoing city beautification efforts, the crews use that. The old one was 10 years old, had some clutch issues, and there were some safety features that weren't on it. So the crews were ready to trade that one in, and we got a good value for it. So they're going to be getting a new piece of equipment.
Very good.
Another electric item, arc flash study. That's something you want to do every so often with the electric system. It provides information to folks when they're going in to work on the substations and other parts of the electric infrastructure on what type of safety equipment they should be wearing when they're doing that, especially if for some reason they'd have to work on that live. So that's a good step forward with a lot of the improvements we're doing to the electric system.
That's good. All right. What else?
What else did we do? We accepted another abandoned home down on 3rd Street. That'll likely be demolished later in the year or next year.
And the address is 1111 3rd Street, you mentioned.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. But despite our maybe mundane council agenda, pool's still open. We'll have reduced hours coming up. I think they're going to be backing up from 1 to 7 to 1 to 5 because the kids are going back to do high school sports.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that started back on Sunday.
Oh, did it? Okay, yeah. So it's already started.
August 2nd.
Market Nights is still going on. A lot of activity with the school bond referendum. September 8th, we'll be voting on the use of SAVE and PEPAL dollars to do the improvement to the high school. And so encourage people to go to those citizen engagement meetings as those are moving forward. But lots of different exciting things there.
I know those meetings, John, are scheduled one on August 12th, and then the last one will be on August 25th. All these meetings will take place at Prem Sahai Auditorium.
Yep.
And I believe they'll give a tour at the high school about why the need for this PEPAL vote.
Yeah, and I think anybody who's been in there is sort of self-evident, the need. We've got a 60-year-old facility. There was a good article in the Freeman Journal about the needs there with safety, learning, teacher recruitment. I was really surprised to hear that they went 0-for-3 in hiring a teacher recently because of the conditions there. And so there's a lot of opportunity. I think primarily this is about education, right? And the students.
Yep.
There is a community aspect to it with the community center being proposed that will have direct benefit. It's also includes a walking track. People have long wanted one of those indoors that they can have access to. The city is and the school district are partnering on that. Fuller Hall will remain open and continue to serve the community, but also have expanded space for youth activities there. And I think it'll really allow us to expand and improve our youth recreation program.
Now, this probably also means a little change in the football field, too, there at Webster City High School, because we've been so used to that
for
so many, many years.
I think that one's still up in the air. But I think if they do the community center, the baseball field will need to move, for sure. And then there've been some discussion about the track. So
the Bob Buckley track.
I didn't know it had a name.
Bob Buckley was a well-known track coach. He was a science teacher at Webster City High School for many years.
Mm. That's good to know. Well, who's it going to be named after now?
I don't know.
Pat Powers track? State champion track.
I don't think we'll go that far there, John. No siree. But that, some big changes down the road for Webster City, of course, of high school, I should say. But then the big vote coming up on September 8th.
Yeah.
This matter.
Wastewater plant continues to move along. We'll probably hear from the contractor in August or September about the guaranteed maximum price. And then, fingers crossed, we might move dirt this fall. If not, it'll be next spring. But I think they'd like to get the holes dug when it's dry.
Isn't there supposed to be a groundbreaking for a project in Webster City, some apartments? Isn't this fall?
Yeah,
John?
Hey, exciting news, right? We talked about this almost a year and a half ago, Kading, over on the west end of town off of Wall Street. They're going to be constructing those 200 units for workforce. They came in this summer and did the stormwater, and then I think they're staged to begin doing their infrastructure work beginning this fall as well. And we're hopeful that, not hopeful, but I'm 90% certain that one's going to go. So that's exciting. And that'll be a big addition for the community.
We're done with the Hamilton County Fair there, John, just about a week or so ago. Great turnout for that, despite the heat that weekend. So you can tell that summer's just about done.
You know what? Isn't Hamilton County Fair is just sort of one of those great things we have as a community. It's great going up there at the noon hour, seeing everybody. Seeing the kids do their animals, getting to talk. My goodness, my kids spent a ton of time up there. So it's just it's a great coming together of the community, and appreciate everything that Jamie does out there and the Fair Board does out there.
And we should find out, too, speaking of Jamie, that we'll have a new chamber director possibly next month, I believe.
I think that was the goal. We'll see if the recruitment process yields that.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what I read was supposed to be sometime around the 1st of September.
Agreed. Yep, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. Any new businesses down the road there, John, from what you've heard?
Well, the city continues to work with the downtown committee on renovating downtown.
Yes.
See some action here later this year. Brew Oil, purchased the truck stop. There's work continuing in that facility. Remember, that's going to be an Arby's and a Dunkin' Donuts and a revised truck stop. So that'll be exciting. And we continue our recruitments. Anybody going past the old natural shrimp area, we'll see that those tanks are out and being hauled off. So there's work being done, and they're getting moving on renovating that facility. Just met with an official from that company, and they're eager to get started. Really excited.
Mm-hmm. That's coming up next year, right?
Yep. Yep. So they're going to begin their work to get the equipment in there and make the necessary building repairs. And then they will begin operation sometime next year.
Very good.
Yeah.
Anything else with the good of the cause this morning, Mr.
Hey, I'm glad John. The heat broke, buddy.
Yep. There we go.
It was nice for a little break in that heat, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have the National Night Out. That's tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Weather permitting.
Yeah, let me push that a little bit.
I spoke with Steve Hansen last night. Is it they're saying maybe rain in the forecast, would it still go on? But, of course, Steve will fill us in on whether or not this will go on. But that's going on tonight.
Right.
This being the first Tuesday in August. It's been a yearly tradition for a number of years there, John.
If the rain holds off, I'd encourage everybody to come down there. Great opportunity to meet and mingle with our police department, get some free hot dogs and a meal down there. They always have some nice things for the kids to do. Officer Ian, I think, is heavily involved in organizing that, so want to thank him for his efforts.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's a great effort of public engagement by the department. They're doing such a good job. They're in the schools very frequently. Those day patrols make stops at each of the schools. And, so we're really excited there and just can't be more pleased with the direction of the department.
Mm-hmm. And believe we're tight and secure in the Webster City schools, counting on the security, because we have a new school year coming around in a few weeks.
Yep.
And last evening we had the back-to-school night at the middle school.
Which apparently was really well attended.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard from some people that there were loads of kids there. They had everything. Dr. Ean, I think, from Van Deest was doing immunizations. They had haircuts even available for them, handed out backpacks. And it was a good opportunity to come together again as a community and get these kids ready to go back.
Indeed. 24th of August is when classes begin in Webster City and St. Thomas Aquinas for these kids.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Anything else for the good of the cause there, John?
Nothing that comes to mind right away, but it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
And we'll talk again next month. I will not be here on that Monday afterwards. I'm taking some time off, but we can do it. How about that Wednesday, the 9th, because there's no council meeting on the 7th, Labor Day, but we could do something just after 8 a.m.
Perfect.
On the 9th of September.
Sounds great.
All right.
Well-deserved rest, Pat.
All right. John, thanks for joining us this morning.
You bet.
It's at 9:15 at KQWC.
Here's your KQWC weatherology forecast. Chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 78, northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight. Chance for storms, 58. Cloudy skies with